The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings. This flash briefing is brought to you by Genentech, the makers of a new FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Olasoxime failed to benefit SMA type 2 and 3 patients. Final trial data show. Olasoxime, a small molecule once considered a potential treatment, failed to slow motor and respiratory decline in people with spinal muscular atrophy types 2 and 3, who were unable to walk, according to final results from an extension phase 2 clinical trial. Data covering nearly 2.5 years of treatment also found a more pronounced functional decline in patients younger than 15, and in those with SMA type 2, a more severe form of the disease. In 2018, trial data reaching out 18 months already showed a decline in treated patients' motor function after 1 year of motor stabilization, prompting Roche, its developer, to stop the therapy's clinical development. Final trial data are now detailed in the study, long-term follow-up of patients with type 2 and non-ambulant type 3 spinal muscular atrophy treated with olasoxime in the OLEOS trial, published in the journal Neuromuscular Disorders. An experimental, orally available molecule, olasoxime, works to preserve mitochondria, the cell's powerhouses, whose malfunction is thought to contribute to motor neuron degeneration in SMA. Motor neurons are specialized nerve cells that control voluntary movement. In this way, olasoxime was thought to be neuroprotective and to help motor neurons avoid further degeneration. Preclinical studies show that daily doses of olasoxime were superior to placebo at improving survival in a mouse model of severe SMA. Based on the promising data, the therapy was designated an orphan drug in the U.S. and in Europe to support and speed its clinical development. A previous placebo-controlled phase 2 study evaluated olasoxime's safety and effectiveness in 160 people with SMA types 2 or 3 who were unable to walk without assistance. Results showed that olasoxime was generally safe, but failed to meet the trial's main goal of improving patients' motor function. However, motor abilities among olasoxime-treated patients seemed to stabilize over 2 years of treatment, while those on a placebo declined. These findings suggested that olasoxime could potentially prevent disease progression in these SMA patients. To confirm the therapy's potential long-term benefits, Roche launched a 5-year open-label extension phase 2 study, OLEOS, involving 131 SMA type 2 and 3 patients who participated in previous olasoxime trials, regardless of whether they were assigned to the therapy or a placebo. Participants' mean age was 14.7, range 8 to 34 years, and most had type 2 disease. All were treated with 10 milligrams per kilogram of oral olasoxime, either once or twice a day for up to 5 years, or until intolerable toxicity. This extension study's main goal was to assess olasoxime's long-term safety. Secondary goals included its long-term effectiveness as measured through changes in the motor function measure compared with the disease's natural history, and changes in patients' lung function as measured by forced vital capacity. A total of 71 untreated type 2 and 3 patients, matched with study patients, were included in the natural history comparison population. The study's last assessment was completed at 130 weeks, after Roche ended the trial in December 2018 due to the lack of evidence of therapy benefits. Results showed that long-term treatment with olasoxime was generally well tolerated, with no new safety concerns identified, and most side effects being mild to moderate. Olasoxime-related side effects were reported in 13% of participants, with the most common being diarrhea. No patient died during the trial, and one patient discontinued treatment due to a non-serious adverse event. A total of 128 patients received at least one therapy dose and completed at least one clinical assessment post-treatment during OLEOS and were included in effectiveness analyses. Previously reported one-year data showed that the therapy continued to sustain patients' motor function. However, final data highlighted that motor function steadily declined after that point, and until the last assessment at 130 weeks, which was completed by 50% of the initial participants. In addition, motor function changes in the first year were not significantly different from those reported in the matched natural history population, emphasizing the absence of therapeutic benefits with olasoxime. Subgroup analyses showed that the greatest motor function decline was seen in patients up to 15 years of age, regardless of disease type, while older patients showed stabilization or slight improvement in motor function. Those with SMA type 2 had a faster decline than those with type 3 disease after about 6 months of treatment in Olios. Patients' lung function also showed a steady drop during the study, except in type 3 patients older than 15 years, in whom it stabilized or improved. The researchers wrote, quote, "Olios' findings did not confirm the results observed in the previous phase 2 study, noting that there was no stabilization of motor function and FVC declined over the course of the study. Therefore, these data did not support significant benefit of olasoxime in patients with SMA," the team concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
This flash briefing is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A new treatment has just been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all of the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this new treatment option a reality. To learn more about this new treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. It's been a while since I've updated you on the forums. As always, we have great content. Of course, a big topic is COVID. Having experienced it firsthand, I share my experiences in the forums. Fortunately, my case was mild, but it still disrupted my life. We're also discussing the potential vaccine that's around the corner. With so many opinions about it, we'd love to hear yours. Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to share your thoughts with us. Michael Morales' latest YouTube video has been posted regarding the steps he took to get the latest FDA-approved treatment, Evrysdi. If you're thinking about pursuing the treatment, this video would be worth taking a look at. Of course, everyone's experience is unique, but it'll give you an idea of what you could expect. I myself am going through the process of switching from Spinraza to Evrysdi. My path has been somewhat different than Michael's, and I'll keep you posted on how it goes for me. Other conversations in our forums include relieving neck tension, disease progression, using switches, and favorite assistive technology. With the holidays right around the corner, it's a great time to add some of these items to your wish list. I'm actually reviewing some must-haves for winter in my latest blog, so I hope you'll check it out. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.